题目是活在律法之上。
And the title is Living Not Under the Law.
我想讲的呢，一共有七个方面的问题吧。
There are seven parts in the sermon.
第一个就是什么是律法。
First, what is the law?
第二个呢是律法和我们的关系。
Second, the law and us.
第三呢，为什么不要活在律法之下。
Third, why not under the law?
第四呢，是活在律法之下有什么后果。
Four, consequences under the law.
第五个呢，是为什么我们能活在律法之上。
Fifth, why able to live not under the law.
第六个呢，是为什么必须活在律法之下。
Six is why must live
律法之上
not under the law.
正相反。第七呢，是如何保证活在律法之上。
And the seventh is how to ensure the new lifestyle.
看来弟兄姊妹呢都已经很熟悉哈，我们应该怎么去生活。一说错了的话，马上就有反应。
So you can correct my mistake. So sounds like you're already familiar.
谢谢弟兄姊妹。我们呢这个题目呢，实际上是有点这个和上次这个我分享的那些呢，就是什么是圣坛礼呢，实际上是联系在一起的。上次的那个呢，这个说完了以后呢，有一些这个反馈。
Today's topic somewhat related with the topic that I shared with you last time about Holy Communion, and I got some feedback after the last sermon.
一个反馈呢，就是说呢，那个讲的很概括，就是不具体。
And one feedback was saying that it was not specific to general.
再有一个呢，就是说呢，这个有一个呢，就是说，我们谈到呢，谁和我们一起参加圣餐礼？我提到的呢是有十一个主的使徒，主的门徒。
And another comment is about the people attending the communion service with Jesus. I was mentioning 11 disciples.
因为那个十二个使徒里的不包括那个犹大，犹大是被掳的。
And they did not include Judah.
我想呢，就是把上次呢稍微这个有一些回馈哈，这个说一下。然后今天呢，我们就是一些具体的一些这个关于这个跟律法有关的一些问题。
Today I'm gonna focus on questions about the law.
我想这次呢，这个我这个信息分享呢，实际上是和上次段弟兄啊那个讲到呢是这个联系在一起的。我们都知道这个图表。
And also today's sermon is related to the sermon shared by Brother Duan. And we know this chart. Yeah.
在段弟兄那个基础上呢，我加了一些东西。
And on the basis of his sermon, I added some.
所以我觉得自己比较低矮哈，所以就站在一个高人的肩膀之上。
So I was trying to get a hold of this on the shoulder of Brother Duan.
这不仅仅是表面上形象哈，实际上也是对这个我对这个信仰追求上的一个很好的一个描述。
And this somewhat describe how I pursue faith in my life.
我不想很详细的讲哈，就是我这个加的是什么呢？加了主要有三个内容，四个内容吧。
So I added four components in this chart.
一个就是有一个天国在最上面那条线。
So I added the kingdom of God on the top.
然后呢，在大审判呢有两个方向。
And then I added two arrows in the final judgment.
一个是呢去了天国。
One is to go to kingdom of God.
一个是呢下了地狱。
And one is to go to hell.
一个是往上的，一个是往下的。
So one arrow is upward and one arrow is downward.
往上那个是红色的，往下的这是黑色的。
And you can see the color. The upward arrow is red and the downward one is black.
然后呢，最下面呢是一片黑色的领域。
So you can see at the bottom is a black, massive black.
我想用这个黑色呢来代表地狱。
And I want to use this, this black massness, to represent hell.
因为那里没有任何的光。
Because there's no light in that area.
没有神的祝福。
And there's no, God's blessing in that area.
这就是不得永生的人最后的结局。
And these will be the consequence of those who do not have eternal life.
然后呢，我想呢，解释一下段弟兄这条这个中间的那条线。
And then I want to talk about the line, the arrow on the center.
这条线呢，那我的理解就是我们的信心。
And this center, central line, represents our faith.
神呢，是我们的信心的基础。
And God is the foundation of our faith.
神经过拯救，把我们放在这个信心之上。
Because of God's salvation, we were put, above this faith.
也就是说，我们得救了以后，我们日常的生活应该在这个信心之上行走。
Which means that after we are saved, our daily life should be led above this center line.
这信心之下呢，我想呢，在没有去地狱之前呢，就是也有神的保守和祝福在里面。
So below the center line, so before going to hell, there might also be some blessing of God.
特别值得我们注意的呢，就是旧约的以色列人。
And especially, we need to pay attention to the Israelis.In the Old Testament,
他们是必须遵守律法
and they must obey the law.
律法按历史和圣经的教导
and according to the scriptures,
任何人不能靠它来得救
Nobody can be saved by the law.
它的基本职能是防止人更深的犯罪。
And the function of the law is to prevent people from going deeper into sin.
把这些人圈在律法之中。
So they're kind of, there's a boundary set by the law, so people are within this boundary.
等待主耶稣的到来。
And they're waiting inside the boundary, and wait until God comes back.
即使现在的以色列人。
And even for today's Israelis.
他们也在等待那位弥赛亚。
They're still waiting for that Messiah.
但是他们实际上去拒绝了真正的以赛亚，我们的主耶稣。
And as a matter of fact, they rejected the true Messiah, which is our Jesus Christ.
所以这一张简单的图表哈，这个正向呢，一张图表呢，可以顶千言万语，有很多的内容在里面。
So actually, there's profound meaning in this chart.
我想呢，我们就下面到一些具体内容上。这些具体内容呢，一定七个方面哈，不见得能讲完，但是我尽量呢，把它全部都涉及到。
We may not have time to cover all the seven aspects, but I'll try my best.
我这个做这些这个服饰呢，这样的服饰呢，不像这个。我们教会的诸位资深的弟兄哈，游刃有余，把这个内容呢都说的，就是又恰到好处，又这个时间上又够用。
I'm still not quite proficient in conveying my message within a limited time frame.
所以呢，我就多准备一些。如果不这个讲不透的话呢，就是希望以后有机会呢再继续来。
So today, I will cover as much as I can. If I cannot cover all, maybe in the future I can share with you.
但是把这些呢，尽量都涉及到。
But I'll try to cover both all the aspects.
好，我们就看一看呢，什么是律法。
First, let's look at what is law.
我有很多经文在这里哈。
There are a lot of scriptures about it.
我想呢，我们没有时间呢，把这些经文呢全部念一下，但是我会这个挑一两节经文来读一下。
There are a lot of scriptures. Today I'm just going to choose a couple of scriptures to talk about.
我想先读的经文呢是加拉太书第三章第十九节。
First, I want to read Galatians chapter. Okay.
第五页。
Okay, Galatians 3:19.
这样说来，律法是为什么有的呢？原是为过犯添上的，等候那蒙应许的子孙来到，并且是借天使经中保之手设立的。
Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come.
然后是加拉太书第三章第二十四节。
Galatians 3:20-24.
这样，律法是我们训蒙的师父，引我们到基督那里，使我们因信称义。
So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith.
这个我们可以看出呢，律法到基督那里，到我们的主耶稣那里，他就完成了他的职能。
So we know that until when the time has come, when Christ came, then the function of the law has already been completed.
最后再读一段经文呢，就是罗马书第十章第四节第六页。
Next, we're gonna read Rome 10:4.
律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
Christ is the culmination of the law, so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
我们对这个中文的这个总结呢，好像不是太这个清楚那个意思。
Yeah,
我下面有一个解词。
The Chinese word 总结 may not be clear here, so I have an interpretation here.
总结呢也可以这样用，但是呢，就是说呢，意义可能不是太清晰，对我们来讲。实际上呢，在英文里它是大成的意思，在中文的总结呢，实际上就是结束。
总结 in Chinese means an ending, but actually here it means culmination.
OK. 所以呢，我们知道律法是有它的功用的，就是为那些旧约的以色列人，让他们少犯罪。
So the law served its functions during the period of time, so that Israelis can be prevented from committing certain sins.
然后呢，律法是有它的时间性的，就是到我们的主耶稣来到这个世上。
And also, there's a period of time for the law to serve its function, that is before the time when Jesus comes.
我想这个我们第七页什么是律法呢？有一个小节。
There's a summary about what is the law.
首先，我们必须清楚呢，律法不是世俗的法律。
First, the law is not a secular law.
它也是神给的，通过天使建立起来的。
And the law was given by God to Israelis through the angels.
为了神的选民。
For the purpose of helping God's selected people.
然后这个律法呢，很重要的一条就是律法是有时间性的。
And also we mentioned that there's a period of time for when we talk about the law.
律法是神给旧约时期以色列人的特殊规定。
And the law was given by God specifically for the Israelis in the period of Old Testament.
我们知道呢，就是现在的以色列人还依然遵守这个律法。
And we know that nowadays, the Israelis are still trying to obey the law.
这个对我们来讲呢，没有什么问题。
That's okay to us.
但是有问题的是，他们不信主耶稣。
But the problem with them is that they do not believe in Jesus Christ.
这是从根本上违背了神的律法。
And this is actually, going against the law.Fundamentally.
所以我们不要呢，这个怀着一颗非常这个就是宽容的心，认为以色列人怎么怎么样，他们也会怎么怎么样。实际上呢， 神给的救赎之路只有一条，就是信耶稣得永生。
So, we should not tolerate about the idea of today's Israelis of not believing Christ. To believe in Jesus, this is the only way to have eternal life.
第三点呢，就是主耶稣成全了律法，这一点必须我们非常清楚。
And the third point here is that our Lord Jesus Christ culminated the law.
当我们在很忧虑地考虑我们要不要去遵行的时候，我们要知道主耶稣已经完成了律法。
So when we try to think about this question, whether we should obey the law, we should be clear that our Lord Jesus Christ culminated the law.
下面一条呢是这个律法和我们的关系。
The second part, I'm going to talk about the law and us.
我们只看一条经文，就是加拉太书第二章第二十一节。
And we're going to look at one verse, scripture here, Galatians 2:21.
我不废掉神的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing.
我想这个我们不用再说了，已经非常严重的问题，是不是啊？我们主耶稣为我们成全了律法，为我们完成了拯救。如果我们自己再去靠着律法得救，那就是完全的背弃了主耶稣，然后主耶稣突然死，非常严重的死。
So we know that our Lord Jesus Christ already culminated the law, but if we still try to just obey the law and try to get justified by the law, then we are actually against the Lord's teaching.
这一点我想呢就稍微快一点，就是有一些总结，就是旧约律法呢是给以色列的。
And here I have a quick summary. First point is that the law was for Israelis.
神给我们的是耶稣，律法的总结。
God gave us Jesus, and who is the culmination of the law?
我们不在律法之下。
And we did not obligate to, we're not obligated to obey the law.
如果用律法去治罪，当然可以。
It's okay to use law so that we know how to be guilty. We know when we sin, that's okay.
守律法得救，大错特错。
But if we just want try to obey the law, through this try to get salvation from this, then this is profoundly wrong.
如果靠守律法得救，就是背弃了主耶稣。
And to try to get salvation through obeying the law, actually, this forsakes our Savior Jesus.
最后一点呢，就是不要把守律法当作保险。
And the last point is that do not obey the law and think that this will guarantee salvation.
这一点呢，我就想这个参照一下那些多神论，是见庙就拜，好像多拜一些神呢、佛呢，就会这个更有保险一些。
For some people, they worship all kinds of gods. They think that they will become all kinds of guarantees for their life.
这个把守律法当保险呢，实际上呢有点类似，就是说呢，唯独靠主耶稣，完全靠主耶稣，因信称义还不够，所以我要多做一点更好的这些事情，包括遵守律法。
So for those who try to obey the law, is thinking that it's not enough just to get justified by faith. I need to also obey some laws that will add to some guarantee.
所以这一点呢，至少是很不清晰的一种观念。
So, this is not the right thought.
然后呢，我们会看一下那个第三点，为什么不要活在律法之下。
And the third part is why not under the law? Why not living under the law?
我有很多这个经文哈，在这里哈，这个我想呢，因为时间关系哈，我就不多引。我想只看一章一节经文吧，就是罗马书第三章第二十八节。
Now we look at one scripture, Romans 3:28.
我们看定了人诚义是银镯信，不在乎尊姓律法。
For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
这个在英文里呢，遵行律法呢，有一个非常这个经常联系在一起的一些一个词组，叫做 work of law。
We oftentimes look see this phrases works of the law。
所以在这个什么呢？在这个中文里有时候不太清楚，但是在英文里呢，你就很清楚的看到。它是和恩典和诚意是相对立的。
And in English scriptures, it's very clear to us the works of law is actually in opposite to justified by faith.
然后呢，我们会看一下呢，就是说这个有一些小节哈我想呢，这个神的律法呢不是来救人的，这一点我们要清楚。
First, we cannot get saved through the law.
神是用信心和义来救人。
And we are saved through justification and faith.
至于这个 justification, 这个义呢，是通过信呢，然后是本着恩呢，这个三个之间的关系呢，我们要这个讲的话呢，至少要一两次讲到才能讲清楚，所以我们大家记得很清楚哈。我们是本乎恩，是也是银着信。
So we're justified by faith, and also we're justified through grace.
然后我们就有了义。
Then we have that justification.
好，然后第四点呢，我们就讲一下呢，这个活在律法之下有什么后果。
The fourth part, what is consequence?
这个我就想呢，把经文都跳过去，然后直接看后果，因为我们知道这个是这上有经文，我们自己呢也读了很多经文，都知道有这些这个不同的后果。就说呢，根据这个圣经教导呢，以律法为本呢是受诅咒的。
All who rely on the works of the law are under a curse.
然后呢，圣经又教导说，律法激动人，结成死亡的果子。
The sinful passions aroused by the law were at work, so that it led to death.
没有人能靠律法称义。
No one who relies on the law is justified before God.
这个后果，你就是全心全意的去遵行律法，你也不能称义。
That means, even if you obey the Lord all your heart, you still cannot get justified.
然后呢，如果我们再去这个很专心的去这个靠律法去称义，实际上呢，我们就回到了不义的状态。
So if we try to get justified through obeying the law, then we are actually going back to unrighteousness.
这实际上就是说呢。神已经拯救了我们，让我们这因信称义了。然后我们自己呢，又偷偷摸摸的回到那个不义的那个状态。
So that means, God already saved us, and we're justified by faith, but we still try to sneak into that unrighteousness.
然后第五点呢，就是我们为什么能活在律法之上
？And the fifth part, why are we not able to live under the law?
所以这一点呢，就是活在律法之上呢，实际上是神的恩典。
So to be able to live above the law is based on God's grace.
我列下了四条。
And there are four points here.
一个是呢，主耶稣完成了律法。
First, our Lord culminated the law.
我们知道我们的这个圣餐礼是什么意思。
And we know the meaning of this Holy Communion.
然后主耶稣为我们赎罪。
Our Lord redeemed us.
然后主耶稣战胜了死亡。
And our Lord conquered death.
然后现在我们主耶稣为我们不断的代祷。
And our Lord prays for us.
所以我们有这样的信心和能力来活在律法之上。
So we have this capability and this faith to live above the law.
为什么必须活在律法之上？这个整个这一节我就跳过去。然后呢，我们跳到第七点，如何保证活在律法之上 这一点对我们的生命非常重要。
Now I'm going to directly go to part 7 to talk about how to ensure that we can live above the law.
这个呢，我就把这个圣经的一些教导呢，就是总结了一下呢，就是六个与主相同。
So we have six steps here.
叫做与主同死，与主同活。
Die with Lord Jesus Christ. Live with Lord Jesus Christ.
与主同心，与主同行。
Think as he does. Walk along with him.
与主同工，与主同在。
Be his co-worker and keep, be together with Jesus Christ.
这个我不想每个都去讲。如果要讲的话，每个都是一个比较好的一个比较够时间的一个讲到题目。我只想着讲一个，就是与主同心。
And today I'm going to focus on the third.Think as he does.
与主同心呢，我们如何去做呢？
So how should we do this? How should we accomplish this?
首先，我们必须是与主同生、同死、同死同生。
In order to think as he does, first we need to die and live with our Lord.
这个我们都知道是什么意思哈，就是我们通过我们的心的更新改变，通过我们的洗礼，然后呢，这个成为一个新人。
And this is to say that after our baptism, our life is renewed.
这个尤其是对慕道友特别有意义。
And this is especially meaningful for those friends who are seeking God.
对已经在主内的弟兄姊妹来说，如果还没有达到同心的话，我们可能要自省一下，看看我们是不是真正的有和主耶稣同样性质的生命。
And for those Christians, we should think about whether we are thinking as he does.
然后同工同行是同心的表现。
And to work with Jesus Christ, to be his co-worker and to walk along with him, this is actually manifesting manifesting the fact that we are thinking as he does.
Okay. 所以呢，这个不可想象，如果我们和这个主耶稣想的不一样的时候，我们会和主耶稣这个同工和同行。
So if we are not thinking as Jesus does, it's very hard to imagine that we are going to work and walk along with him.
同在呢，是现在和将来的结局。
Be in Christ now and be and in the future.And that is, that's the result of walking and working along with him.
这一点是很关键的哈，就是圣经是主的心意。
And this is very important. Bible reveals God's will.
因为我们看那个提摩太后书三章十六节呢，首先讲的就是圣经都是神所默示的。
And Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:16, saying that all the Bible scriptures are the revelations.
就是圣经呢，告诉了我们神的心意是什么。
And the Bible teaches us what is God's will.
所以呢，主耶稣他到世上来，亲自来向我们展示天父的教导是什么。他在圣经里呢都有这样的教导和他的行为。
And Jesus became flesh and came to this world and teach us what is God's will.
尤其是四福音书有主耶稣的教导和主耶稣的行动。
And there are a lot of teachings and actions of Jesus in the four gospel books.
因此与主同心，我们就要学习理解、遵循、讨论、分享圣经。
So, in order to think as Jesus does, we need to learn the Bible and also to share our understanding of the Bible.
实际上还是耽误了大家的时间啊！我们做一个结束祷告吧。
Let's pray.
求圣灵保守我们与主同心。
And May God watch over us so that we can think as he does.
求神与我们同在。
And may God be with us.
求神兴起更多同工建造教会。
And may God raise up those co-workers to build up this church.
让神的旨意行在我们的教会，如同行在天上。
So God's will can be reflected in this church, just like God's will be done in heaven.
奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
In Jesus' name, we pray, Amen.
好，下面呢就是我们这个有一个回应诗。